Death Squad, episode number 3, August 17th, 2009.
Hi, this is Death Squad. This is Brian Reichel and my buddy Joey Diaz. Joey, how are you doing today?
Good, buddy. What's happening?
This is number 3. You took last week off.
That's right. You know, I've been smoking weed since 5:30. How about you?
Just got done waking up and having a little.
I've known Brian Reichel for about 6 years now. We're very good friends. That's why we do this podcast together with different personalities. That's why we figure we come together. He's a computer guy. I'm a fucking moron. You know, it works just perfect. But in my 6 years, I've never known anybody who cuts their hair or changes their look more than Brian Reichel. Last week, he had blonde hair. The week before that, he had a fucking Pink Floyd hairdo.
I'm a chameleon.
Unbelievable. Now, and I don't know where he gets his fucking hair from. What do you do? Shave it from your ass and crazy glue on your head and cut it?
My hair is out of control. And you know why I change my hair so much is because my sister does hair, so I just kind of fuck with my hair more than the average person because I'm used to. I grew up having to fuck my hair up all the time. So, and plus, I don't know, I get bored with my look. I'm always like, yeah, why not? You know, once you... I'm not going to have hair all my life. Might as well fuck it up as much as I can before I get rid of it.
I can't fuck with my look. It's already fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It looks like I came out of a fucking construction site or some shit, you know?
You get the... You know what's funny about your look is you get the everyone thinks you're the dude from The Sopranos.
I know.
Mean, do you get to the point where you just don't even tell them? You're like, let them enjoy this?
No, because it bothers the fuck out of me. And it's really weird. They either think I'm the dude for The Sopranos or Brad Pitt. It's such a weird combination. You know what I'm saying? It's either, where's Angela? Lena, oh, hey, how the fuck are you doing? It's never like one big happy.
Did you know they finally figured out where they're going to bury Michael Jackson? They're down the street right here at the cemetery down the end.
Which
of the
one?
Street.
That's a lie. They ain't going to bury him.
You think it's a big lie?
No, they're going to bury him somewhere else. Those fucking Jacksons, they're losing their mind. You know, death is a motherfucker. Death really shows you about people. Death, it's not even the funeral. It's afterward. What happens to people? When you know there's a big amount of money involved, and then there's a thing called the court that slows it down, which makes you even fucking crazier, because the court keeps throwing sidekicks at you. Well, come back with this proof. So for those 3 years, every time you go to court, you're thinking that's the day they're going to give you the big fucking check. But they always throw a curveball, and you're always like fronting. Bro, give me another ounce of coke. You know what I'm saying? Till when I get that Michael Jackson money, it's going to be big. We're talking about 30, 40 mil. But you never fucking get it. By the time you get it, you're old. So it don't matter. These fucking Jacksons are savages anyway, bro. Let them lose their souls.
Have you been following this sex tape that was just released?
Who made it?
It's the dude, the main star from Grey's Anatomy, his wife, and Miss Teen USA.
Hi, girls.
Hi, boy.
My dog growing up was named Cocaine, and I lived on Manor Drive, so I'm Cocaine Manor.
Like, he's just walking around with no pants on. He's like, and the whole time they're just talking about how high they are and stuff like that. And it's pretty crazy how something like this gets out.
It doesn't get out. You make it go out, but this is fucking ridiculous. They're walking around with their dick out doing coke and nobody's fucking or sucking. This is what's wrong with these people nowadays. This is the new generation. They snort coke and look at each other naked. In the old days, I would have had the bitch fucking tied up, asking her the alphabet. You know what I'm saying? Breaking it down for a bitch. You want a line of coke, sniff my asshole. Look at these guys sitting. But that's what happens when you have money. Look at her. She's combing the asshole hairs. That's something Paris Hilton would do.
Here's his wife here. And what's funny about that dude's wife is that in the past, there's been photos of her with crack pipes. And see, like, here's a photo of her with a crack pipe. And
they're having fun. And that is the ultimate goal, is to make sure they're safe, but also that they're having fun. And as that progresses and they start having fun, everybody knows they're having fun because they're not shy about letting people know that they're having a good time. So it's a very unique opportunity. If you haven't... done it, and you'd like to get involved in instructing?
Bro, these motherfuckers are high on blow. And it's that new blow, not the shit I used to get from the Colombians. This is this new mix with salvia and shit. Makes you walk around naked and talk to people. What is this shit? You've done blow before. You know you don't do this shit. Sit around like this where you have no choice when you do a lot of it because your dick ain't going nowhere. Right now you're talking about how to make it hard. Yeah, maybe we should rub some gasoline on it and light it on fire. No, suck the fucking thing, bitch.
Well, I want to know how these chicks are all, like, pulling out video cameras because I know there's a couple of our buddies that, you know, take out their camera when they're with a girl and stuff like that. But to me, I've never had the guts or balls or even, I think I might have tried it a few times, but they're like, why are you filming me? What the fuck? You know, it just seems like everyone's filming.
Listen, these people are actors. They're halfway fucking there. You know what I'm saying?
True.
They're halfway there. So look at them. They're doing blow. They're fucked up. My whole thing is, how does the sex tape get released?
Tell me that. Why are you doing this to yourself? You gonna answer me?
No, please, don't do that.
Why not?
No, really, don't.
Why not? I just want to ask you a few questions. Yeah. Like, why do you tape women talking about sex, huh? Why do you do that? Can you tell me why?
Ann, you don't even know who I am. You don't have the slightest idea who I am. You know, I look around me in this town and I see John and Cynthia and you, and I feel comparatively healthy.
This kid has no computer or anything, so he's been wanting to do audition tapes for, like, you know, like, see, like, all these shows that are on NBC, you know, and stuff like that. So he's been going to Apple stores, turning on their computers, and making, like, audition tapes. And here's one where he's just, like, mimicking that song Boom Boom Pow.
What the fuck is this, Brian? Where do you get these people on YouTube? Where do you find these people? Little black kid goes into an Apple store, puts on a camera, and makes himself his own little fucking tape there. That's American ghetto ingenuity. That's what I'm talking about. It pays to be poor sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
This video alone has 161,000 views, and he has tons of videos that all have thousands of views now, and he does it all from an Apple store.
Fucking creative as shit. This motherfucker will be on Entertainment Weekly, and we'll still be up in Burbank doing a podcast next week.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? 160 hits times 20. That's like 2 million fucking hits. This guy will have a job on Monday. You know what I'm saying? What else you got? What's the name of this? Boom Boom P-O-W.
Boom Boom Pow.
Boom Boom Pow. Whatever. I'm not hip with that. Boom Boom Pow. That's the old Chinese guy I used to buy switchblades from in the 70s.
Now, back to G.I. Joe.
So I saw the G.I. Joe movie.
What'd you think?
It was awful. It was one of the worst pieces of shit I've ever seen, ever. It ruined my childhood. It was awful. Do not go see it.
Listen, I wouldn't go see a G.I. Joe movie. The last thing I did with a G.I. Joe, I had him fuck Barbie in the ass at the house when I was a kid. I had to sneak the pink house into the fucking house. My mother caught me. They were ready to take me fishing and throw me over the fucking boat. You know, all of a sudden now a G.I. Joe movie? Who's in the movie?
Well, I'll tell you who is in the movie, who shouldn't be in the movie. They should not use Dennis Quaid ever again.
What is he doing in the movie?
Is that his name? He's one of the main guys in there, but I can't watch him seriously. I don't know. Every time I see him, I think I hear like the South Park characters. Like, he sounds gay to me. He's like, Jesus Christ, here comes Cobra. We better get out of here.
Do not go outside. Just burn whatever you can to stay warm and try to wait it out. I will come for you. Do you understand me? I will come for you.
Like, I don't know why I can't take that guy seriously anymore.
G.I. Joe, The Rise of the Cobra. People 40 years old going to see this shit.
Yeah.
Well, how much did it make?
It fucking made
$2. Listen, bro, I used to play with sticks of dynamite, too. You don't see me going, you know what I'm saying?
It's up to 98.
This is why. This is why we're going under. These are the same people that had sticks out vote for Sarah Palin. You see what I'm saying?
I want to see this movie, though.
Which one is this
District one? District 9. Have you heard about this movie?
What is this about?
It's Peter Jackson's produced it. It's about aliens that come to
you. You know, all the aliens are black belts in jiu-jitsu. We're going to all be fucked. So it don't really matter. When the aliens come, if you ain't a purple belt, get ready to get choked the fuck out. You know what I'm saying?
What do you think about Chuck Liddell and Dancing with the Stars?
$250,000 base salary Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't fucking know that. For $125, I'll fucking dance with a 2-2 pound with my asshole sticking out. You know what I'm saying? $250,000. Look at this chick with all bruises on her fucking legs like a crack hole.
Every girl has bruises on their legs.
Why? When do they fall?
Such a clever little boy. Don't you think so, George? I wish we could take him to Mexico City with us.
I made an arrangement with Rice. He's going to take care of him for us on our way to the airport.
I don't like him, and I don't like his methods, and I don't like those two thug methods.
It's very clear to him back there. We're very displeased with his old meth. He won't dare make another mistake.
Not if he wants to do business with us.
I made that very clear. What time's our flight?
Midnight. We'd better check out. I'm afraid we won't be able to use our dinner reservations. What a nuisance.
Why do they have bruises all the time? I don't have one.
And strippers always got fucking bruises. I did a movie 2 weeks ago, and there were strippers in the movie, and they always fall on some shit. Why do they always got all the boyfriends kicking them? One or the other, you know what I'm saying? A kick, a fucking fall. What's the difference? You know what I'm saying? I don't go to the movies that much. Next movie I'm going to, I don't know, there's something coming out in 2 weeks that looks good.
I think the new Quentin Tarantino movie looks awesome.
The Inglourious Bastards?
Yeah.
What about the one with Dexter in it?
You know, I don't know.
Anything. Oh, shit, with the guy from 200? It looks fucking crazy. I love Dexter. One more month, Dexter's back. The criminal is John Malkovich this season, so get ready. They went from a Puerto Rican to Malkovich.
Brad Pitt and Quentin Tarantino, I guess, smoke hash together. He was on Howard Stern the other day, and they were talking about how they used to smoke hash all the time during the making of that film.
He had this big brick of hash. And he was going to give me some for the night. He goes, but hey, don't put this in your luggage, man. But just, you know, tonight going home,
right?
Whatever. And so he like takes his brick of hash and just like whips out a knife and like Jesse James and like, you know, cuts me off this big sliver. And
was it the best hash you ever had?
It was pretty good. Yeah. All right. But the thing about it that was really funny is I go, would you have a pipe to go with this? And he just had to be a Coke can. He just reached in the refrigerator and gave me a Coke.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, I know how to do that. I know how to do the Coke can thing. But I actually thought that was one of the coolest things. Oh, God, this should be in a movie or something.
A few days earlier, Brad Pitt said on Bill Maher that he didn't smoke weed anymore.
You know, I remember being at a New Year's Eve party with you many years ago.
That wasn't me.
Yes, it was. And you were on the floor. Not on the floor. No. I said that wrong. You just happened to be in the... You were very sober. But you just all night rolled these perfect joints. The most perfect joints I've ever seen. Like a machine. Like a cigarette. It was better than a cigarette.
And I'm an artist.
You are an artist. And now you gave it up. Why'd you do that?
Yeah, I'm a dad now, and you want to be alert and.
But what I think is kind of weird is out of nowhere we're getting all these drug and Brad Pitt connections. So there must be a movie in the future. He must feel Seth Rogen is getting too much of the marijuana crowds. He's probably going to go back to his roots.
Well, this guy's a real pothead. I've known for years that Brad Pitt's been smoking dope with three hands. When they were shooting a movie on with him and what's the movie with the old dude? The dude who ran and ran and ran, you know, the marathon man. What's his name? You know, the old guy that they did a movie. He played an Irish guy from the IRA.
Oh,
and he played the cop.
Yeah.
The fucking cops went into their trailer one time because the music was loud, and both of them were there smoking dope with three hands. I know. Calista Flockhart's husband's a big pothead. What's Harrison Ford?
Oh, yeah.
Harrison Ford's a big-time a professional, not one of these fucking amateurs. And Brad Pitt's a fucking professional. That's the word on the street. I mean, hash. I smoked some hash last night under a glass. I had one of those buttons left over from Vote for Me. Smoking hash out of a glass will fuck you up, people. You know what I'm saying?
I haven't smoked hash in a while. Can you buy it in California?
Legally? Yeah, black bubble hash they got over at Kushmart. Delicious.
Oh, wow.
And it bubbles, blah, 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 like quicksand. That's what it does to your brain.
So I went to CVS yesterday.
Okay.
And I don't know if you remember this or not. I was talking about how cheap, for some reason, CVS was the cheapest place to buy beer, which I thought was weird. It was $12 for an 18-pack. Now it's $9 for an 18-pack.
But nobody wants to buy beer at a pharmacy. It's not cool.
It's weird.
That's fucking weird. You go in there for a Band-Aid and a pack of 12-pack of beer.
They don't even... not only do they have beer at the CVS next to me, but they have hard liquor there. And I don't know if that was always the case, or if is that something new, that they have hard liquor at CVS?
Well, they want to get in on the fucking angle. Look at Walmart. They never sold Pink Floyd. Now they're in on it. Things get fucking bad out there. You know what I'm saying? Sheryl Crow ain't selling. Who got arrested? Brett Favre about to unretire. This fucking guy has no idea. He's going to get hit so hard at 40, he's going to wake up and think he's fucking Chuck Liddell or something.
Yeah, suppose he's going to be a Minnesota Viking.
Yeah, this guy's a fucking kiss of death. I don't get it. You got tons of money. Look at Michael Jackson. They're going to bury him. Who's this? Adam Lambert. This is how he rolls. He came out of the closet. Now he won't stop sucking cock. Look at him. He's transvestite right in front of us, this motherfucker. Somebody seen him on Santa Monica buying fucking tits the other day.
Hey
He's made headlines for speaking out on his sexuality, but American Idol's Adam Lambert is now talking music.
So I have this new app called Grindr on my iPhone, and it finds the nearest gays.
Are you still writing blogs on MySpace?
Every fucking week.
You know, I just logged into MySpace. I haven't logged into it for a month, and it's amazing. I have 30 friends requests. Not one of them's real. I went through my mail. I probably had 12 mail messages on MySpace. None of them were real. They were all spam.
What do you mean, real friends?
And like, if you go through your MySpace and you look at your friends' requests, all of mine were like, you know, penispills.com wants to be your friend, or, you know, so-and-so is stripper, and you go to their website and say, come to my website and have free pictures. You know, there's a lot. Let me show you. Okay, here's my mail as an example.
All right.
This is... All right, I have, 69 new messages, all right?
You're a popular guy.
Yeah, well, whatever. Listen, MySpace Karaoke Presents is my first email. Then one is, hello, how old are you? How many copies? Like, this somebody trying to go to their porn site. Then it says, you know, somebody's selling me something. A movie sent me a message, a new movie that's coming out. Somebody... Just look at all this spam. It's all spam.
What happens is when you don't go out all the time, they, like with me, when they hit me, I check my MySpace every day just because I've taken everybody who wants to contact me to MySpace.
Right.
You know, I don't want to do Facebook. I tried Facebook, and I was getting kids from the sixth grade hitting me up. Who sat behind you? I don't want to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be into it that fucking much. Twitter's good enough for me. I just don't have something to say every fucking day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But I log on because I have New York Times on there. I have MMA blogs. I've got UFC. I didn't really follow people. It's more of a news thing for me, Twitter. Mm-hmm. This stuff here, every once in a while I get mail. Every once in a while the comments I get and they're spam, I get rid of them right away, so I guess people get the hint.
So what do you think, because, I mean, MySpace used to be on top of the game, and now they're not even close. What do you think MySpace has to do to get everyone back onto their website?
The Hollywood Reporter has announced that the social networking website MySpace is reducing their workforce by 30%. It seems 400 MySpace employees were caught spending too much of their company time on MySpace.
Well, you know what, man? That's the way it's going to go. It's after Twitter, something else is going to come up.
Right.
And after that, something else is going to come up. And you know what? If you get into the game, you're just going to be fucking going and going with them. Set your marker and enforce it. You like Facebook? Stay on fucking Facebook.
Right.
MySpace works for what I do with it, which is nothing. I write something on there every Monday as an exercise. You never know what might happen. I mean, this, you know how things come back around? Look, bell bottoms are back. I read somewhere that in England, bell bottoms are back. So, you know, I mean, every fucking week it's something different. I like reading the Twitters. I get rid of people on a daily basis. I try to give them a chance and follow people, but they just get too goofy for me and I can't fucking do it. But I like the Southwest Airlines. I like the American Airlines. I really like the...
You ever followed Brody's dog videos?
No.
Brody has this dog, and it is the cutest thing you've ever seen. It's the weirdest looking dog ever. It has like almost a human face. It's really weird. But anyways, he posts these videos all the time. I think it's his mom's dog. It likes to sleep in his water bowl.
He's the cutest little fucking dog I ever seen in my life. He sleeps in his water bowl, people. Go on here. What's the webpage?
YouTube.com/allthingsbrody. So A-L-L-T, you know, all things. Brody is B-R-O-D-Y.
I love Brody, but if you've ever been around him, you want to jump in a fucking pool after an hour. So that's why I think the dog does it, too. He's like, fuck, Brody. You make me all fucking itchy and shit, cocksucker. I've known Brody a long time. When you see Brody, tell him to tell you the story when we're driving to Gig Harbor for the Seattle Comedy Competition. And I fucking put him in the back of his car, tied him up, and went to the front and did 90 the whole way down. This bitch is trying to tell me it takes 2 hours to get to Gig Harbor from Seattle. I got there in 45 minutes, cutting motherfuckers off like an Asian with no insurance. You know what I'm saying?
Brody Stevens is one of those comics. You know, I really wish he would become famous because
he is going to become famous. He's hilarious. He's hilarious.
Like, even that, he has a little scene in that movie, The Hangover. And it is one of the funniest things. If you know Brody and you just see him in a movie, you automatically light up and you're just like excited.
Thanks for calling. You've reached the hottest male escort on planet Earth. You can see all of our guys in XXX action.
Hello, may I help you?
Hello!
Yes, hello.
This is Brody Stevens.
Like I would care. Now, how can I help you?
Start getting rid of your attitude.
You get rid of yours, and then I'll ask you what you need.
I am so horny.
Well, who are you looking for?
Jerry.
Who?
You only get a certain amount of Brody.
I don't know who you are.
You're ridiculous.
Hello?
Come into my cave and never get out.
Who are you?
Brody Stevens.
I don't know who Brody Stevens is.
Will you join me?
Hello?
You know what? I'm a good guy. I'm nice to a lot of different people.
I just want to know who you're looking for. Do you have the right number? I don't know who you're looking for. I don't know Brody Stevens. Sorry.
No.
Hello?
Yes.
Who are you looking for?
Say that again?
I don't know who you're looking for.
Are you going to be Bangkoking?
Have a nice day, Brody.
What are you, Polish?
No.
Yes.
I don't know who you are.
You may have seen me on TV, Basic Cable, and some videos in South America.
Oh, okay. I'm not impressed.
I'm excited.
What, because you're a movie star, you can call someone at 9 in the fucking morning and wake them up? Who gives a shit?
I never watched Good Morning America or all those shows today, but I guess this is what they do for 3 hours. They just show you shit and what to buy and how it works. Like right now, I'm watching Kathy Lee, who looks like a fucking truck hitter, with some other hot little black chick and some guy selling an ice cream maker. Things are fucking bad right now. And then I got a guy now doing stretches, like going up and back and forth. You know what? We've been around for a long time. I think if we were going to do that stretch, we would have done it a long fucking time ago. You're going to come on TV and bore us with that fucking stretch.
Because usually these end up in a wad somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, so you take...
So they put them on for us.
Because we need help.
Yeah.
Okay, where's the other side?
We can't even figure out how...
Because you're on that side.
All right.
Okay, wait, where's your fit and fold? That one's over there.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you hold the fold? You hold these thingies?
How do I know?
I don't know.
So I knew this would happen.
Okay.
They said don't practice first.
Okay, so you go like this.
Now we go like this.
Okay.
All right.
Now what?
I don't know.
Here, put them together maybe.
We should have a game show where we just film our faces while we masturbate, and you have to try to guess what kind of porn we're watching.
I don't watch porn that much. That's the thing. I was on YouTube, and they have a site. Whenever you press YouTube, YouPorn comes up, and they had a thing about girl with glasses masturbate. So I put it on. She was a cute little fucking girl.
Speaking of porn, YouPorn used to be one of my favorite websites. It's like YouTube, but it's porno. And it's okay. But see, I'm more of an amateur guy. And recently, they got bought out and became corporate, so all their videos are now, like, professionally done. So there's another website called submityourflicks.com, which kind of took over the old YouTube vibe where it's just people sending in photos of them and their wives fucking. Highly recommended. It's just real porn, which is what I like. I don't like the fake shit. I don't like it when people are getting paychecks. I like it when fucking people are getting regrets.
Yeah, baby.
That is disgusting. That is fucking disgusting.
You know, this is like
look at the pussy. Look at the 101. It's fucking gigantic. Look at that area. Look at it. Oh, my. And this poor guy's underneath going, what the fuck did I do to deserve this? His feet are dirty.
It's at the Bally's.
They were at Bally's. They're at a hotel.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is fucking hysterical. These people are just nasty motherfuckers.
So, yeah, I highly recommend that. That's called submityourflicks.com, especially if you're like me who doesn't like store-bought porn. They like...
Yeah, put that thing. Let's see that fucking
this
boy.
One? Creamy? Is that what you like? You like close-ups of buttholes and stuff?
No, it looks disgusting.
What kind of porn do you like besides foot fetish? I know you...
No, I don't have a foot fetish.
Yeah,
I
have a huge foot fetish. You're always telling me to take off my shoes and...
Not you. Broad, you stupid fuck. Look at that. Is disgusting. That's yeast
gross.
Infection.
Yeah, what is that? That is a yeast infection.
That's a
right?
yeast infection. Bro, if you send that in, that this somebody
wow.
stole this. See, like, this is a stolen tape.
Yeah, a lot of them
They sent this to the medical center.
Yeah.
and somebody stole this. Oh, like, what's coming out of my snatch?
Oh.
And they showed this. Go to Submit Flicks and look at Creamy.
Yeah.
Look at this shit. It looks like cheesecake.
Pretty much what we're looking at.
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely 10 fucking points. See, this is why I love coming up here to Brian's once a week. I see this shit. Now I go home and I got a bunch of different ideas. You understand me? Anyway, people, I got to go. You know I love you cocksuckers. Tune in next week for the Red Band Death Squad. What is it? Podcast. With his guest, Joey Coco Diaz, and the dog, and the cat. They both came out for this. Say hello. I'm happy the cat came out. He usually never comes out, but fuck it. I'm stoned as can be. You can't get me high when I'm doing these fucking things, Brian. Not even this energy drink can bring me back. You know what I'm saying?
Later, inline skater.
I love you guys. Stay black.
Bam!
Death Squad. JoeyCocoDiaz.com. Redband.com. Twitter.com/DeathSquadTV.
Bam!